What up, y'all? It's the Mike Savage Show. We're back again. Right here on Anchor FM, the highest podcast in the world. Doing my thing once again, man. Out here chilling on the back of the always do. Watching the cars drive by. Beautiful day in Baltimore. Weather here is beautiful. 61 degrees. Spring day. First day of spring. One of them days make you want to come out and smell flowers. Man, fuck them flowers. Come out here and smell the air and shit. But you don't want to smell too good because goddamn COVID-19 shit going around and shit. Better be careful, man. Wear y'all face masks and stuff, man. Come on. Y'all know what to do. Wear them face masks and stuff, man. Wear y'all face masks. Social distance. Self-quarantine. I was sitting up here watching Wendy Williams' show with research and stuff. Because she always talking about everybody and stuff. She always talking shit about everybody. She dating a white dude, some old white dude and shit. Named Mike something. I don't got a problem with folks dating outside of race. I don't got a problem with that because I do it my damn self. I like white women, so. Yeah. I love white women. I like some blondes, brunettes, a couple of Spanish brides. Yeah. Spanish bride, a little Asian bride. Asian female, I don't want to say Asian brown, Asian female, white female. I respect all women. I respect them all. I respect them. I want my mind to reach down from heaven and smack the hell out of me and shit. My mind ain't play, man. Y'all would have told me to respect females, respect them. Because I wouldn't want nobody to disrespect my sisters or my daughter. So I treat women the way I want somebody to treat my daughter and my sisters and my mother and stuff like that. So that's why I treat women fairly, to treat them respect. Because a lot of females out here are somebody's daughter. A lot of females out here are, all these females out here is somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, sister, whatever. But yeah, I was watching Wendy Williams' show. She's talking about a lot of stuff. Talking about the late great Aretha Franklin, her biopic. I didn't watch it because I don't watch them kind of movies and stuff. Last night I was watching WWE Fastlane on Peacock Network. This man is still one of the greatest wrestling promoters of all time. Followed up by AEW, Tony Khan. AEW and Tony Khan are one of the Tony Khan is becoming one of the greatest wrestling promoters in the history of the wrestling business right now. He's doing his thing right now. Tony Khan doing his thing, man. taking over the wrestling game. Got Chris Jericho, John Moxley, aka old boy from we got John Moxley, aka Dean Ambrose. Got the Big Show, aka Shawn White, Paul White. Got the AEW World Champion, Kenny Omega, doing his thing. But yeah, man, wrestling. I've always been a wrestling fan my whole life. Sorry about all the noise, but I'm standing outside watching the cars drive past and stuff, man. But yeah, y'all know how it is, man. One thing I got a problem with is all this violence going on here in Baltimore. I want to spend a little time talking about violence here in Baltimore. I'm sick and tired. Every time I turn on TV, another young sister getting killed. Another young woman getting killed. Or another young brother getting killed. Or another cop getting killed. It's so crazy, man. It's crazy. All this stuff going on with politics, all these new mayors and stuff, they ain't doing jack, man. Still got murders going on crazy here in Baltimore. Brandon Scott ain't doing jack right now. Why the hell we put him in office and he ain't doing nothing? Doing the same shit last motherfucking day. Nothing. Still gonna wind up in the 300-some murders at the end of the year watch. The same bullcrap going on last year, going on now. Niggas dropping like flies. Every time I turn on the TV, somebody got shot, somebody getting killed. Gunfire and shit, man. Shit crazy, man. Sick of this shit. If COVID-19 ain't killing everybody, gunfire killing everybody. AIDS killing everybody. I keep my black behind in the house, man. I come outside, like I go to the store or something like that. I'm back in the house chilling, man. I ain't got time for all that bullcrap. So this episode of my podcast is about the violence here in Baltimore. Something has to be done about the violence here in Baltimore. I'm sick and tired of hearing about my sisters and brothers dying on the streets of Baltimore, man. Every time I turn on the TV, somebody else getting shot, somebody else getting killed. I've been in Baltimore my whole life, man. And the violence is at its high, man. It's crazy. It's so sad, man. You walk down certain streets, all you see is abandoned houses, abandoned mansions. Donald Trump did have one thing to say. Everybody dogged him about. But what he said Baltimore had one of the dirtiest places in the world. My city is one of the dirtiest cities in the world because nobody cares. Nobody going out and clean up no more. Nobody goes outside and clean up the city. Back in the day, folk come out there and clean the block. Neighbors come outside and clean the neighborhood up, stuff like that. Man, nobody do that no more. Everybody for themselves, man. Yeah, Baltimore going down the tubes, man. Every time you turn around, somebody else going. Every time you turn around, somebody else doing some crazy stuff. You got Captain Mosby and her husband doing crazy stuff. Captain Nick Mosby doing crazy stuff, man. That's why we can't get our city together, because people that run the city doing cooking stuff. Getting a hand quitting a cookie job. Instead of worrying about the policies here in Baltimore, the crime here in Baltimore, they're doing crazy stuff, man. Come on. Why the hell we put Captain Mosby, Nick Mosby, Brandon Scott in office if they ain't gonna do nothing, man? Come on, man. They ain't doing jack. Sitting in office collecting a paycheck and they ain't doing jack. Captain Mosby, Nick Mosby, Brandon Scott, niggas ain't doing jack. Taking a paycheck. Mayor of Baltimore ain't doing jack with Baltimore. Nothing. All he doing is sitting on behind taking a paycheck. I ain't seen that one change he made since he been in office. Still got Murray Galore going here in Baltimore. I don't see not one improvement he did since he been in Baltimore. Crime rate through the roof. Come on, man. That's crazy, man. One more thing before I go, man. I just want to say, this violence has to stop, man. The violence, murders have to stop, man. It's crazy. COVID-19 ain't killing everybody. Daggone gun violence is killing everybody. Something gotta be done about all this crime here in Baltimore, man. It's so crazy, man. Like I always say, man, wash your hands, self-quarantine. Get that vaccine shot. It's your time, man. Everybody have a blessed and glorious day, man. Keep God first, man. Because without him, nothing is possible. I don't want to say once again, the violence has to stop, man.